Hi, my name's Russell Norman, and welcome to Blue Marble Storytellers, bringing you great stories from around the globe. On this episode, we bring you a wonderful but tragically sad story by Anne-Marie Kofod. Anne-Marie lives in Denmark and hides in the magic between the pages of a book whenever real life allows it. With three girls and a loving husband in her life, she navigates through life with her muses as her constant companion. Please enjoy. It wasn't raining. The red umbrella swished open with a pop, wellies trudging through the sand. Seagulls screeched above the water. When Millie reached the wooden dock, she began counting the planks. One, two, three. Her voice was an indistinct murmur. 30, 31, 32, 30. Oh. Gingerly, she stepped over the broken plank, mumbling, "Need to let someone know. Someone might get hurt. That's no good." A new number followed each step until she reached 97. Three more, and we could have an even 100. The wind picked up, so she clasped her hand tighter around her umbrella, a gift from Gran. "Won't lose you." Her eyes scanned the horizon. "Maybe today they'll come back. One can only dream." Hope never crossed her heart these days. Hope was long since lost, taken by the swirling winds that had sailed them away. Time was never important while dreaming, so she planted her feet at the end of the dock and focused on the narrow line of silver dividing the heavens from the ocean. A new ship sailed towards the small village, and she bounced on the spot, her toes curling in the yellow wellies. Excitement spread in every part of her soul, but it was never their ship. "Miss you, Mama, Daddy." She blinked away the tears. Millie could hear joyful shouts from the ship, its tall mast swaying over the lapping waves. People on the dock helped secure the ship, while the crew regaled whoever wanted to listen about their adventures. "Millie!" A shout was frantic, and when she turned on her heels, the old harbour master, Mr. Wally, was waving his arms in the air, beckoning her to return to the beach. With a sigh, Millie moved forward, making a small jump over the cracked number 33 plank. "Need to tell Mr. Wally." Her pace sped up, and she yelled, "Number 33 plank needs to be fixed, Mr. Wally." Her free hand waved behind her. "Someone could get hurt." "What? There's a broken plank." "Oh, I know. Don't worry, Miss Millie. We'll get it fixed in time." His weathered face wrinkled in a smile, and then everything about him crumpled into a sorrow-filled expression. "Something's happened at your gran's place." "What?" "There's an ambulance called." "Ambulance?" Her tongue stuck to the roof of her mouth, and a small cry slipped over her lips as she ploughed through the sand. Leaping over the small stone dike, she found her way back to the little white house with a dilapidated thatched roof. She ignored the fence posts flashing by her. There was no time to count them today. The red umbrella blew carelessly behind her, her fingers gripping the handle, but she paid no mind to the gusts of wind trying to flip the umbrella inside out. "I need you to be okay. I need you to be okay." The words tumbled out of her mouth in an endless plea to whoever would listen. As she skidded to a halt in the front of the tiny house, she took a deep breath. The land officer, Mr. Johnson, sat outside on Gran's rickety wicker chair, and when he spotted her, he rushed forward, meeting her at the gate. "Millie, something's happened to... Where's Gran?" "I'm sorry. The paramedics couldn't save her. They said it was her heart."
"No!"
Grief tore through her soul mercilessly, splintering her last fragment of dreams. Her heart hammered in her chest. "I'm sorry."
"Where is she?"
She cut him off, not caring if he was the law. All she wanted was to see her gran's grey eyes laughing at the squirrels fighting over the breadcrumbs out in the backyard. Millie's wellies were stuck beside the first stepping stone leading to the front door. 15 more until she would find the answer. Taking the first step, she began counting. 1, 2, 3. Her eyes blurred with tears as she took each step. 14, 15. Perhaps I should see if you can come in. Officer Johnson tapped her shoulder as if she would step aside to let him in. No, Millie pushed forward. And in her haste, she'd forgotten all about the umbrella, which got stuck in the doorframe. A snap sounded as the wires bent backwards, curling around the red fabric. Something cracked inside her as she took in the damage.
Oh dear, what will Gran say?
Let me take that for you, Officer Johnson said calmly and reached out for the broken umbrella.
No.
With shaking hands, Millie curled the umbrella wires back to where they belonged, but several of them were still twisted.
What will Grant say?
Millie swallowed with a sob in her throat as she smoothed her hands over the folded umbrella. It was uneven now. The wires stuck out in odd angles under the soft red fabric. Are you Mrs. Brown's granddaughter? Someone asked. She is, Mr. Johnson supplied gently, turning Millie around to face the paramedics. Think she's a bit shaken.
Gran?
Millie stumbled forward, forgetting all about counting the 20 tiles she would cross over before she reached the bedroom. The paramedics stepped back, all with solemn faces, but still showing the usual sympathetic look in their eyes. There goes Millie the silly, with her special mind, counting stones, fence posts, and heartbeats. Right now, it seemed as if her heart stood still as she stepped over the threshold. It was dark, and someone had already opened the window. The scent of roses wafted around her. Gran loved her roses. Bile lodged in her throat as she cried out,
Gran!
She slipped closer, the lines crisscrossing the carpet all but forgotten. Gran's sunken in, unnaturally grey face stood in stark contrast to her bright red pillowcase. Red was Gran's favourite colour. Millie pressed the broken umbrella close to her chest as if to stop her own heart from breaking too. Her fingers tapped over the twisted wires. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All accounted for. We trust you enjoyed this story, and we really appreciate you listening to this podcast and supporting the great writers featured. To further support the writers, we'd also like to encourage you to share the links to this podcast far and wide. Well, that's it for this episode. So on behalf of Deidre and myself, until next time, thanks for listening and bye for now.